USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has Ukrainian officials wanting more sanctions that are economically destructive and punishment for civilian killings by Russian soldiers that the West condemns as war crimes. After reviewing the evidence in Bucha, French President Macron said in an interview, quote, very probably war crimes, end quote. A federal defense contractor, Matthew Martin, who admitted entering the Capitol during January 6, was found not guilty on Wednesday. The top secret security clearance recipient is the first person acquitted. Now Mr. Martin wants his job back after the not guilty verdict.
I am very thankful for the judge's verdict, and I'm hoping to get my life back together, get my job back.
The mostly partisan committee voted to hold Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Those refusing to comply are calling this a political witch hunt. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Friends and colleagues of 83-year-old nun Sister Sue Ellen Tennyson from New Orleans are praying for her safe return after they say she was kidnapped Monday in the West African nation of Burkina Faso by a group of unidentified men. After President Biden's self-proclaimed war on fossil fuels, gasoline prices have skyrocketed. Some politicians in Washington are claiming the high prices are because of oil producers' price gouging. Tim Berg reports.
On Wednesday, a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing to examine potential price gouging by oil companies. Testifying remotely at the hearing, Chevron Corporation's CEO Michael Wirth says that Chevron is investing in increased production in America.
We do not control the market price of crude oil or natural gas, nor of refined products like gasoline and diesel fuel. And we have no tolerance for price gouging.
During the hearing, Democrats, without proof, accused the oil company executives of gouging consumers.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The Biden administration, attempting to get more illegal immigrants into the country faster, is removing their final hindrance, Title 42, at the U.S.-Mexico border next month. Not everyone is okay with this and are pushing back against Biden and his administration. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott at a press conference Wednesday.
I'm announcing a series of new strategies that will be added on to Operation Lone Star to curtail the flow of drug cartel smuggling and migrants and drugs. The first involves inspections, a zero-tolerance policy for unsafe vehicles for smuggling migrants across the border is being implemented immediately. Second, to help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced he tested positive for COVID-19. Without any symptoms, Garland took the test after attending the annual Gridiron Club dinner, the Washington, D.C. media event on Saturday night, where many seem to have contracted the disease. Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat from California, and Joaquin Castro, Democrat from Texas, also tested positive after attending the dinner. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.